Hi everyone, it's 10:44 a.m. It is Friday, April 7th, so it's Good Friday. So I decided I'm going to record like the days up until we leave for vacation. So my mom decided she is going to go on the trip. My brother, he said he's going to take a day off work, so he's with dogs more. So I will do a segment showing like what I've packed. I'm pretty much all packed, but I'm going to probably do that next week because I might get something for Easter that I can take on the trip. So I'm going to finalize packing next week. And then on Wednesday, my friend and I are going to do a virtual FaceTime lunch, and then we're going to finalize things. She's going to tell me the weather. So right now I'm getting ready to go out with my friend. I'm all dressed and ready to go. So my window for paratransit starts in about 15 minutes. So I'm kind of worried about what paratransit's going to be like today and tomorrow because I'm using it both days. So, because this is a big holiday weekend between Holy Thursday, Passover, Easter, Good Friday. You know, we got like four big holidays this weekend. Well, not really big, but I mean, Easter is big for us, and then Passover is big for Jews. So, yeah, but I just had a snack. I'm just going to finish my drink. Like I said, I'm all ready to go. So I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 11:36. I'm on the bus. I just have to do one drop off. We're dropping someone off not too far from where I live, and then I'm gonna be heading up there. I just let my friend know that I'm on my way because she's gonna take Uber. So I told her, you know, she can call the Uber in a couple minutes. So she's going to do that. And then I'm going to be heading up there. They were not as bad as I thought it would be. I thought I was going to have more stops, but they were a little late by just like 2 minutes. Not so bad. But yeah, I will talk to everyone when I get there. It is 12:10 p.m., so I'm here now. It's very empty in here. At first, there wasn't really much activity going on, so I thought I was at the wrong place, but I'm here. I have utensils here and they put napkins out here. So, and then they have, so, little computer thingy. So I will talk to everyone later. Just gonna wait for my friend to get her feet. She'll be here in a few minutes. She's on her way, so I'll talk to everyone later. The driver told me where we were because he overheard me texting her, so he's like, oh, is she here? I'm like, no, not yet. She'll be here in a few minutes. So he told me we were very close at that point. So I got here quick, quicker than I expected. Because like I said, it's a big holiday weekend between, you know, today being Good Friday, Holy Thursday yesterday, Passover, Easter. So I'm surprised that there weren't too many shenanigans. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But she's going to be here soon, so I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it is 3:33. I'm on my way home now, so we just have to drop someone off. So my friend and I had a nice time. She's taking Uber. She just waited until I got on the bus. They came at the end of my window, but I don't really care just because I don't have to be home at a certain time, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the ride. My friend and I had fun. We had fun catching up, and she actually runs this blindness support group, and I'm going to be joining the groups. They do it every other Tuesday, so I'm going to be doing that. It'll be fun. She said they use Google Meet just because with Zoom, it's she doesn't have a licensed account, so that way like it would kick you out after 40 minutes. So she uses Google Meet just because it's free. So yeah, but I'm just going to have to make sure I'm logged into Google Meet because she said she would text me the link and I would use it like on my phone. I might even try it on my laptop.
see how accessible it is. So yeah, but she said one, they did start by using a conference line, but they switched to Google Meet because the audio quality is a lot better. So I'm just gonna sit here and enjoy the ride, and I'll talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 5:22, so I'm now home. So I had a bunch of pickups and drop-offs, and we did have one. We were supposed to have one pickup and drop-off, but the person was a no-show, so that's kind of annoying, but I guess it cut some time off of my trip. So yeah, so it took me like an hour and a half to get home, and I was only 25 minutes away. But I'm home now. I got home around 5 o'clock, so I'm just going to just hang out for the rest of the night, and I will talk to everybody later. Hi, everyone. It's 10 o'clock. It is 10 o'clock a.m. It is the next day. It's Saturday, April 8th, so my window for paratransit starts in an hour, so I'm going to start getting ready, and I have a little bit of time, but I'm going to start getting ready anyway. So I will talk to everyone when I'm on the bus. I'm going to Chili's again. I don't think I mentioned that, but in a different city. So yeah, I was a little worried because my friend, I haven't heard from him, but he was just sleeping. So, but we're still good. So I did have someone not show up over the summer last year. Somebody was supposed to come over to my house and didn't show up. I did explain that my last year when that happened. But when you've had that happen to you, you tend to worry a little bit more. So yeah, but I will talk to everyone probably when I'm on the bus. It is 4 o'clock p.m. So I didn't record anything when I was out today because on the way there, my friend and I happened to ride together. They told my friend that they had to do a pickup. Little did they know, they were picking me up. So he didn't know I was going to be riding until I said my name, because you have to say your name before you get in the car so the driver can make sure it's the right person. So they picked me up, and then we went over to Chili's. We had a nice time just catching up and hanging out together and stuff. Then on the way back, I had to just drop this lady off with her groceries. And then I was just talking to the driver, so I didn't really record. So I'm just going to be hanging out for the rest of the night, and I will talk to everyone tomorrow. Hi, everyone. It's 7:55 p.m. It's Sunday, April 9th, so it's Easter Sunday, and we had a good Easter. So we had breakfast. We had a special breakfast. Then my brother, he went back to his apartment to get the dinner stuff ready that he was making, and then he came back. We had pizza as a little like appetizer. My brother, he made pizza. He made the dough from scratch, and then he like assembled it and put all the toppings on it and stuff. And then he, you know, he had some dinner stuff that he made. So we had dinner, and then we kind of just hung out. We had dessert. So, as for gifts, I got something that I had packed for my vacation. I got a sundress. So I'm going to wear that the night that we go out to dinner. We do something a little dressier. I also got some peanut butter eggs, a Godiva chocolate bunny, some Peeps. And then my mom actually bought some jelly beans, like Jelly Bellies, and then she just put them out. So I didn't get them as a gift. She just bought them for like all of us to have. And then I got some, I got an Amazon gift card for my brother, an Easter card. And then I also gave my mom all the travel stuff. So I gave her the tea sampler. We had some tea today. It was really good. There's a chocolate mint one in there. I haven't tried it. Didn't try it yet, but I want to. It'll probably taste like mint hot chocolate. But I got her the teas. I got her packing cubes, the travel jewelry organizer. She didn't know what it was at first. I was had to say, no, it's not a wallet because it looks like a wallet. I got her the jewelry organizer, the cup holder, travel cup holder, and then the travel blanket slash pillow that has a sleeve on it so you can put it on your suitcase, and it also has a little carabiner on it if you want to hook it onto something. So told her before, if she wants to use that for our trip, she should probably wash it first, because you gotta be careful, because the blankets that they give you on the plane, they're not clean because you don't have a washing machine on a plane, so it's not like they can wash them. So at least she can wash it. So yeah. And I hope she would, like, pay attention to how it was in there so she would know how to put it back. Because, like, when you take it out of the pouch, it's a blanket. And it can also be a pillow if you don't. So, yeah, so that was what I got her. And I will show, like, what I have packed. So I am all packed for the most part. I'll probably do that tomorrow. Tomorrow I have an eye doctor's appointment. And then I have, and then we're going to go to the gym tomorrow night. Which reminds me, I have to sign up for my class. So I will talk to everyone later. Hi everyone, it's 9:10 a.m. It's Monday, April 10th, and I'm just getting ready to go to my eye doctor's appointment, and I'm actually ready. I'm just kind of sitting here hanging out until we go, but later I plan to do a little segment just showing what I have packed for my trip and stuff. So my mom has to go to take my dog to the vet later to get her nails cut. Since she's not really going outside much, they're not really getting filed down. So my mom has to take her to do that. So she's gonna take the whole day today. And then tomorrow and Wednesday, I don't have anything going on except Wednesday I'm going to be doing a virtual FaceTime lunch with my friend, and we're gonna like finalize all the plans and the weather. We're gonna talk about, she's gonna tell me what the weather is like. So yeah, I will talk to everybody later. Hey everyone, it's 10:23. I'm in my doctor's appointment now. I'm in the room, so it's my ocularis, so they make prosthetics and stuff. So she's just soaking them now, and then she's gonna polish them, and then I'll be done. So I'll be about an hour, 45 minutes. So I will talk to everyone when I get home. Hi everyone, it's 2:40, so I'm going to show you guys what I have packed so far. So I'm going to keep my phone on the desk here. Let's see. I'm going to show you guys what I have packed. So I'm going to put this on top for a sec. So basically I'm going to show you, I'm not going to take everything out, but you're going to get an idea of what I'm packing. So in my backpack here, in the front compartment and in the top compartment, there's nothing, but that could change. And then in this big compartment where you have all the organizational stuff, I just have a garbage bag for dirty clothes. I have the pouch that my packing cubes were in. And then I have some phone chargers and charging bricks. And then it does have the spot for your keys. Then we're going to go into the main compartment, and there's a lot going on in here because I have a lot of stuff in here. So in here I have all my packing cubes. So, and the mesh part on top is meant for shoes. I used to keep like undergarments and stuff, but here this time I'm going to put shoes. So in the packing cubes, this big one, this large one, I just keep like extra stuff like dress clothes, a jacket, pajamas, bathing suit, things like that. So this large one has
that all that stuff. It does have mesh on it, but I'm gonna know what's in each one. And then I have some smaller ones. Have socks in one, underwear in another. Then I have two that are strapped in. One has, it has two outfits in each one. So I have capris and shirts. I have a couple of new stuff, a couple of new shirts, a pair of capris. Did have a pair of jean capris in here, but I decided to wear them. So I, they're not in here because I decided to wear them the other day, but I replaced it with another pair. So I have that. And then I also have a sundress for when we go out to dinner. And then I have, so that's all my clothes, basically what you have in here. And then that's it for what's in the backpack. So I'm going to close this and then I'll show you what I have in my under the seat items. So my, a good tip for you guys would be if you're, for the under the seat item on the plane, I would suggest putting in, keeping in there whatever you're gonna need for the plane. So you're, so that way you don't have to go into the overhead and get your carry-on luggage. You can just have whatever you're going to need on the plane, have it handy. So your AirPods, any medicine you're going to need, maybe any snacks, gum, things like that. Anything that you're going to need on the plane, keep in your under the seat bag so you're not having to go into the overhead to get stuff. So this kind of is nice because it also helps me make sure that I have everything. So then in my personal item, I have a pocket. It has two pockets on the outside for water bottles and stuff. But since you can't take a bottle of water through security, I'm keeping a spare cane in one of the outside pockets just because if I need it, I don't have to like stop, take my bag off, go and get it. I can just grab it out of this pocket. Then in this front part here, it has a compartment in the front. It does have a little loop for your keys, but in here I'm gonna keep things that I'm gonna quickly have to get to in the airport. So I'm gonna keep my phone, my wallet, or my ID. I have this little thing, it's like a card holder, where you can put like a couple credit cards and ID, things like that. I'm gonna try to find that. So I'm gonna keep like my ID, my phone, and then this little loop. My AirPods do have like I have the carabiner case thingy for them. So I'm going to put those in here. And then we're gonna go into the, there's a few things going on the outside of this bag. So I'm going to close this up. And then I have, it has a trolley sleeve so you can put it on luggage. It also has a Velcro strap so you could put a jacket, like you could loop it around. I will be bringing a jacket, so I might even do that just to make it a little easier. I think it's meant for like a yoga mat, but I'll be keeping a jacket. So I think you Velcro it and then you wrap the jacket and then you just bring it around in the back and then, you bring it and then you just Velcro it to the back and then that's it, kind of like secures your jacket or whatever. So, and I don't bring big suitcases. So yeah. And then I'm going to show you guys what is going on in the inside because the inside, gonna have it. So inside, you just don't really have clothes in here. So I have a couple garbage bags. I have my one bag, which is my medicine bag. It's just an old toiletry bag, but I do use it for meds. So I have in here my sleep essence. I do have the ZQL, but that's a liquid. I can't take that. It's too big, since I'm flying. So I have sleep essence. I have Singulair. I have Symbicort, which is an inhaler with a steroid in it. Take that as like a preventative thing. And then I have an inhaler, just a regular inhaler, just in case I need that. Hopefully I don't need it, but it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Then I have a folding laundry bag. I don't know if I'm gonna use that, but it's in there. Then I have my tech organizer, and this is by Bag Smart. This is a bit of a theme here. They're the duffel bag, the tech organizer, and the toiletry bag I'll show you guys in a second is pink. So the tech organizer just has like my phone charger. It has, I'll take it out, but I'm going to show you what it has in here. So I have, it has my phone charger in here. It has in the one pocket, my phone charger. It has, and then there's another pocket where I have a couple other cords. And then this other zippered mesh pocket it has. There is a little piece for you to put an SD card and then put in there. I have a brick. And then it has like spots for cables and stuff, but I do have a regular USB brick in case I want to like charge my AirPods or something. But I don't have like a battery pack to put in here, but you could put like a battery pack or a hard drive or a mouse or flash drives, whatever you want. But like I said, I'm not putting that in there. Then I'm not taking this out, but I do have my toiletries in here. And this does have a divider. So like I can put, so if like, say you're like sharing the bag or something, or you're putting like, you want to put your clothes on one end of it or something. So, and then it has like these pockets all around it. And the inside has these little pockets. So in here, one of these pockets, I have a hairbrush. And then I have my toiletry bag. I'm not going to take everything out of here, but you basically have, you have a, shampoo, conditioner. Oh, not conditioner, because I don't really use conditioner. Shampoo, body wash, lotion, toothbrush, toothpaste, 2-in-1, which is shampoo with conditioner in it. And then I have my fanny pack here. I'm waiting on my Lululemon one, but if I don't have that, I'm just going to use this one. So in the back here, it has a back pocket. Right now I have a little wallet in here that I came with. I don't know if I'm going to keep that in here just because like if I have it on me, I don't like, if I'm out, I don't want to like keep taking it off to get to it. Like if I need it. So I don't think that's going to stay in there, but it's back there for now. And then the Lululemon bag that I'm about to get is like set up the same way as opposed to like the compartments and stuff, so I'm not going to show it once I do get it because it's going to be the exact same layout as this. But yeah, so back here I might even keep things that I might not need every like the whole time out, like maybe my ID or something, maybe my card, something really slim so it's not like poking at me, because when I'm away I'm going to be using my cash, but maybe I'll put like my cards in the back. And then I have a main compartment. It opens up and then you have two mesh compartments. So one, I have a hand sanitizer and a chapstick. The other, I'll probably keep my AirPods. And then the other mesh compartment, I have my EpiPen, because this is what I'm going to be using like when I'm out doing things. So hopefully I don't need it, but like I said, better to have and not need than to need and not have. So this can also be worn as like a little purse. But you'd be surprised how much could fit in here. I just don't, like, in the long mesh pocket has my EpiPen, and then in the main part, like, not in the pockets, like, I'll have my phone. And then I will also have my, I brought a sundress, and that thing has, like, big pockets. So that's going to be, that's going to have, like, my, like, when I'm out, like, when I'm wearing that, the stuff that I'm going to need is going to be in the pocket of my dress, just because, you know, obviously I don't want to be lifting up my dress to get to my fanny pack. So I'm just going to put my other, I'm going to put my tech organizer with my fanny pack just to make, give a little more room. And then my meds. Yeah, so that's basically what I have packed. It's everything, because once I get my Lululemon pouch, my fanny pack, I will be packing that. I will be bringing a jacket with me, but that's gonna probably go like go in the back where because you're supposed to put, you could put like a yoga mat there, but not gonna put that there. Then I brought a bathing suit and cover up when we go to the pool. I brought flip-flops, I brought sandals with backs, and then I'm gonna wear my sneakers because there's gonna be a lot of walking around the airport and stuff. And also security when I have to take off my shoes. I'm not going to be walking around the airport barefoot. So I'm going to end it. Well, not going to end it yet, but I'm going to have my tea. I made what's called Yogi tea. Some of you guys may have heard of it, but It's supposed to, it says like it gives energy. So I can't wait to try this. I'm kind of dragging today. So I had to go to the eye doctors and stuff. So yeah, we're going to the gym tonight. So I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone. It is 1:13 p.m. It's the next day. It's Tuesday, April 11th, and I walked the dogs, I had lunch, and now I'm just going to sit outside, and I do have a bunch of dishes that have to be done, but I'm just going to sit outside and enjoy this nice weather. So I will talk to everyone later.
Hi everyone, it's 9:50 a.m. It's the next day. It's Wednesday, April the 12th. So today I'm going to be doing a virtual FaceTime lunch, well, breakfast with my friend. I have a bagel with cream cheese here. I got a side of ham, but I ate that already just because I didn't want that to get cold. And then I also got some Snapple and a juice. So I'm going to kind of drink the Snapple now. But my friend is going to call me. We were supposed to do like a lunch around lunchtime, but she has a doctor's appointment that came up. So we're going to just do it a little earlier. So, yeah, but I'm looking forward to the trip. I'm all packed. I just have to get everything together, like my ID and stuff like that, because I can't forget my ID. Otherwise, I can't fly. So I have to get all that together. And then I have to... we're going to print our boarding passes tonight, and I decided I am going to record while I'm away, but just maybe it might not be very all that much. It might be a little more scattered than usual, but I will still try to get what I can. So I'm just sitting here just waiting for my friend to call me, and I'm going to have my bagel when she calls me. I'm going to have my bagel, and we're actually going to order dinner tonight. My brother's bringing dinner over, so we're not going to cook. I know we're kind of like done at this point. Like, we just need to get away from our routine. I'm very structured, like my mom and I were very structured, so it's going to be nice to not have that for a few days. So that's what vacation's all about, just getting away from the normal routine. But we don't have that much going on. We do have to get up early, and then on Monday we have to wake up at like the crack of dawn to get to the airport. They were flying with Spirit, and they changed our flight. I hate when they do that, but... yeah, that's what they do. They change our flight. So I will talk to everyone tomorrow, and then I'll just segments maybe a little bit scattered, but I'll get what I can, and I'll talk to everyone when I'm on vacation.